Can I take a look at some of what the Ramban has to say about Zohar, Semer, Shabbos, Lekatra, the fourth of the Aseres HaDibros? Ramban has a lot to say in Perek Chav Pasuk Zayin. I want to dip into several aspects of what he says. Kedarko, he begins by contextualizing. Kedarko, he begins by putting this one piece into the setting of the larger picture. The fourth dibra, Acher Shet Siva, Shenamin B'Shem HaMiyuchad Yizbarach. So why is Shabbos here? Because we already laid the groundwork. Because we already had the first dibra, which Anoche Hashem Lekacha, which is a tzivui, the Ramban explains a couple of psukim ago. A tzivui to believe in the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shu HaNimsa, he exists. He is the imperative existence, Hu HaBore. And he created us, and not only did he create us, but Hu HaMevin V'HaYachol. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ongoing awareness of what transpires in the world. He's not just a watchmaker who created the world and walked away. He continues to be engaged in terms of his awareness of what goes on, and HaYachol. He continues to be engaged in terms of actively managing the world, something the Ramban had stressed in Parshas Bo, these were among the lessons of the Makos. And so when the Torah says, Anoch Hashem lokach sheho seisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim, this week's Parsha, the first Dibra, so that's bringing back all of the Emunah lessons of the Makos are encapsulated in Asheho seisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. And that becomes the basis for the Tzivui of Emunah, which is Anoch Hashem lokach. So after beginning with Emunah, an Emunah that's based on the events that Klal Yisrael just undergone, v'shin yached Emunah b'chal eila v'hakavod lo levado, and the second dibra is that Emunah is exclusive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and kavod and worship is exclusive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are proud monotheists. We reject deifying or belief in any other god. We reject worship of any other god or power. So that's Emunah and Kavod. And V'tziva Shenechabed Zecher Shemo. And built upon that is the third Dibra, that our awareness of and our belief in and our worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even expressed in respect for Shem Hashem, which is expressed in the third Dibra as the Iser of Losisa. So after all of that, now we have a positive expression as well. In addition to the negative expression of Losisa, we have a positive expression of our Emunah, which is Shabbos, which is specifically Zechira Shabbos. Tzivashen Naseb is a simon v'zikaron tamid. We're meant to have an ongoing, perennial reminder, Lahodia Shubara Hakol, to remember these Ikare Emuna, sort of what the Ramban had said at the end of Parshas Bo, that all the mitzvahs of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, all the adios, both on Pesach and throughout the year, are meant to keep alive, not only to remember the historical event of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the sort of the cultural national formation, but to remember the Chinuch LeEmuna, to remember to keep the Emuna lessons alive through remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Shabbos as well. Shehi zecher l'maaseh b'reishis. We're meant to maintain our emunah in Ribon Shalom. And then he begins to talk specifically about the language of Zachar. Amar Zachar Samar Shabbos L'Kadosho v'mishnah Torah Kasuv Shamar Samar Shabbos L'Kadosho. This is a difference between the way the Dibra, Aseres HaDibros appear here in Yisro, and the way Moshe Rabbeinu reviews them with Klal Yisro and Parshas Va'aschanan, is it Shamar or is it Zachar? And it says, the Gemara points out at the end of the third parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Zachar v'Shamar b'Dibur Echad Nemru. The Gemara highlights the fact that they were said b'Dibur Echad. And the Gemara actually treats that as a sort of Hekesh. Hekesh usually is one of the tools of Medrash when you have two concepts that appear in the same pasuk. So we assume they're being banged together, they're being knocked together, they're hukshu zel zeh. That indicates that they share as many dinim and halacha concepts as possible. So the Gemara appears to have this is a unique type of hekesh, the Zohar and Shamar don't appear in the same pasuk. They don't appear in the same chumash, but b'dibur echad nemru. B'dibur echad nemru, and so they're... And so they are treated as a hekesh, and that's why, as he goes on to say, they share dinim, and that's how we know that the mitzvah of kiddush applies to men and women equally, despite the fact that kiddush appears to be a mitzvah seish hazman grama. He goes on to quote Gemara and Brachas. Nashim chayavas b'kiddush yom dvar Torah. How do you know that men and women are equally obligated in kiddush, even though it's a mitzvah seish hazman grama? That's a hekesh. That Zachar and Shamar are obligatory in the same populations. The Hani Nashi hold the Isnu Bishmira, Isnu Bishira. Since Shmira applies equally to both men and women, as Ramban goes on to say, Hanashim Chayavas Bishmira, avoiding Malacha applies equally to men and women. Shabachal Mitzvah Slosa Sehein Chayavas. There's no notion of a mitzvah slosa seishas man grama. They wouldn't have been halo hayu chayavas b'zechirah she mitzvah seishas man grama v'nashim b'turis. But absent this drasha, women would not be obligated in zechirah, in kiddush, as a hekesh hazem chayavasan. This is a hekesh. This is a hekesh. So he begins to explore why it is that the Gemara seizes upon Zachar and Shamar in particular. He says maybe because it's such a significant change. It's a mitzvah sase, it's a mitzvah lo sase. But he's not thrilled about that. He goes on to talk about what it means historically, and he actually thinks that it's not a difference between the luchos rishonos and luchos shnias. Ani tameya, nemer zachar v'sham ben pi agvur. He says it doesn't mean that Yisro records as the luchos rishonos and shamar and Yisveschan records the luchos shnias. The itachin shai b'luchos rishonos uveshnias kasuv zachar u'moshe pirish liyisro ki shamar nemer imo. Here he indicates something he's going to pick up more in chumash dvarim, that chumash dvarim is Hakadosh Baruch Hu's recording. Selective recording of the shir that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Klal Yisrael at the end of his life, as Chumash Devarim opens. So he says, this was Moshe was explained to Klal Yisrael that the word Zachar, when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had written, inscribed the word Zachar in both Luchos Rishonos and Shnias, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained, Zachar V'Shamar V'Dibur Echanemer. This is part of the Torah Shu'al Peh that gets recorded B'Chsav in... That it gets recorded b'chsav in Parshas Veschanan in Mishneh Torah. He begins to quote from the Sefer HaBahir, from Kabbalah Svarim, that Zachar and Shamar correspond to Ahava and Yira, which he sort of brings down to the halachic nigla level as being a mitzvah say, mitzvah slos say in general. They'd be called upon to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more of an expression of Avas Hashem, of enthusiasm, and being called upon to practice self-control, mitzvah lo sase, is more expression of midas hadin and midas hayira. But what I want to really focus on in the time that remains is, now that we've set the stage, the part of the Ramban's discussion about how you translate zachar. And he points out that there are indications in Chazal, as Rashi quotes, Tenu lev lizkar tamen is yom haShabbos. He says, pay attention to remember Shabbos. How so? Sheim nizdam lo chelik yafayeh mazmin lo Shabbos. That if something came your way, something nice came your way over the course of the week of shopping, set it aside for Shabbos throughout the week. So the Ramban says he doesn't think that is pshut, that's dispositive pshuto shal mikra. That's not the mainstream approach. He says it does appear in the Mechilta, Rashi Kedarko. Rashi is one of the great curators of Chazal. Maybe a conversation, more of a conversation for a different time. But the Rashi and the Rambam were different in many ways, but one of the similarities is both of them, their prime chidushim, Rambam in Mishneh Torah and Rashi in Pirush al Torah, is not so much in the new ideas that they record as much as in the work of curating Chazal and the careful choosing of which Mamar Chazal to pick. That's what Rav Shavel is famous for, his edition of Ramban al Torah. Rav Shavel also put an edition of Rashi al Torah. And in the introduction to his edition of Pirush Rashi al Torah, he does run some of the stats. I believe he writes that between 90% and 95% of what Rashi quotes is quotes. Between 90% and 95% of the material in Pirush Rashi al Torah is direct quotes from various Gemaras or Midrashim. Only 5% to 10% of it is Rashi's own original interpretation. But Rashi's contribution is massive because he's looking at the wealth of the breadth of interpretation of Chazal each pasuk, and he's choosing which one to pick. And that's what Rashi does here, Ramban says. He's quoting a Mechilta on this pasuk. This is the opinion of Rabbi Lazar ben Chananya ben Chizkiah ben Gurion. Hanani ben Chizkiah ben Gurion is famous from various Gemaras. He was the one who defended the canonization of Yechezkel, among others. I believe he's the one. So his son Rabbi Elazar gave this interpretation of Zachar Samar Shabbos Akacha, which Rashi quotes. Te Zachar me'echad b'Shabbos. You should already be thinking about Shabbos beginning with Sunday. She'n mizdam l'cha chefetz yafet te'maskino l'Shabbos. Something comes across that's delicious, or something comes across that's special. Ramban goes on to talk about this as whether it's a chelak yafa in terms of food, or if it's even in terms of tools or items or fancy paper goods that you would put aside for Shabbos. Ramban doesn't think that this is what we should be quoting in terms of Rashi's job of curating. His b'lashin yachid shinuya. That's das yachid. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Chananya ben Chizkiah and ben Gurion. Be'ena kahalacha. This is adjudicated by other Tanaim, and it's not accepted. He goes on to say that was the position of Shammai. Shammai, the Gemara in Beit Adaf Tazayin says, was the one who throughout the week was, as the Gemara says, he was eating Lekavod Shabbos all week long. How do you eat Lekavod Shabbos on a Tuesday? Because he had already set aside something on Monday. He came across a nice chicken in the market on Monday, and he bought it Lekavod Shabbos. Then on Tuesday, he found a nicer chicken. So he bought the second chicken, Lekavod Shabbos, and he ate the first one, which was no longer his nicest chicken, as a Tuesday night supper. See, he was eating, he found something nicer. See, he would buy the second, even nicer one for Shabbos, and eat the first one for a Tuesday night supper, and he was eat kol yam of ochel kavod Shabbos. So that was the approach of Shammai. But the Gemara goes on to say that Hillel disagreed, and that became machlokas among their talmidim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Should you be shopping? Does Zachar Samar Shabbos Lekadsho mandate shopping throughout the week for Shabbos, or relying on doing the shopping at the end of the week? So Ramban says what Rashi quoted, that you're keeping Shabbos in mind throughout the week in terms of shopping for Shabbos throughout the week. That's not mandatory, according to Hillel. It may be a good idea to not leave all the shopping for the end of the week, but that's not the chiyuv of Zachar Zamer Shabbos Akadsho. So what does it mean? So Ramban says he thinks, he goes on to say at the end, of course, al derech drash, Zachar means Kiddush, like the Gemara with which we opened, the Gemara in Brachas Davchav, that both men and women are chayiv in Kiddush Hayom, based on the Hekesh of Zachar L'Shamar. And Ramban says that's the real Drasha Gemura min HaTorah. The Gemara had said that women are chayiv in Kiddush Hayom Devar Torah. That is a Drasha Gemura min HaTorah. But that's the additional level of interpretation. But what's Pshuto Shel Mikra? So let's close with that. The Ramban rejects Rashi's approach. It is an opinion in the Mechilta to that Zachar mandates shopping for Shabbos throughout the week. Rabban says, but that's not how we paskin. So how should we paskin? Al derech hapshat, Amru, he says, the pshuto shel mikra lahalacha, which is an interesting blend of concepts, the pshuto shel mikra lahalacha, she mitzvah shenizgar tamid b'chayom es ha-shabbos, it is. As Rashi said, pshuto shel mikra and zachar shama shabbat kasha does mean throughout the week. The drasha that it refers to Kiddush is a mitzvah that happens on Shabbos, or right before Shabbos, perhaps. Ba'al pi pshuto, it is throughout the week, but not as Rabbi Elazar ben Chizkiya ben Hananiah ben Chizkiya ben Gurion had said to shop throughout the week, but it's a mitzvah shenizkar tam v'chayom asa Shabbos on shikacheil. Take bare Shabbos in mind, to think about Shabbos throughout the week, v'lo yizchalef lanu b'shara ayamim. To not let Shabbos be the same as the rest of the days. That's the goal. The Shabbos should be special in our minds, should be unique in our minds throughout the week. Ki bezachreinu osotam yizkar maaseh breishis b'chaleis. We think about it now, I think about it, we mention it throughout the week. By thinking about Shabbos throughout the week, we think of Maaseh Breishis throughout the week. And so we have ongoing Hakara of HaKadosh Baruch and Hakara Satov to HaKadosh Baruch. And he says, V'hutziva osanu ba'os hazeh. It appears later in Parshas Kisi says, well, the Torah speaks about Shabbos as the os. Osi b'ni u'v'nechem. Shabbos is the os. That means that Shabbos is meant to clarify for us. It's a reminder. Zichir Zecher Lamasa Bracious. And he goes on to say something fascinating. He says, what does this mean? It's not only a mental mitzvah, it's not only a mitzvah of machshava to think about Shabbos, to remember Shabbos. It's not only cognitive, but it's a verbal mitzvah as well. He quotes from the Mechilta, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer lo teimona kedar shacher monim, not to count as the others count, elam teimona l'shem Shabbos. Don't count like the others count the Shabbos. What does that mean? Rabban says the others means non-Jews. Perushash ha-goyim monim yimei ha-shavua l'shev ha-yamim atzman. Non-Jews have other ways of counting. And so different cultures count different ways. It may be al-shmos ha-mesharsim, kanotim, the Christian system of counting by the planets, or by other deities, Sundays for the sun and Mondays for the moon and so forth. Other culture may have other names for the days of the week, but the point is, as he says before, the goyim onim yimei ha-shavua l'shem hayamim atzman. Each day has its own name. Each in non-Jewish naming systems, the days of the week are cardinal names. Today is Sunday. Today is Wednesday. Today is Friday. It's the name of this day. Yikru, as Ramban says, L'chol yom, shem bifnei atzmo. There's a name for the day, and it refers to that day. But whereas non-Jewish names of the days of the week are cardinal in and of themselves, Yisrael monim kol hayam l'shem Shabbos. We count the days ordinally in reference to Shabbos. Echad b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, and so on and so forth. Kizu ben ha-mitzvah shenistavinu bo, l'zachro tam v'chayom, v'zehu pshuto shel mikra. Rabban says, that is pshuto shel mikra. He thinks this is a doraisa. This is a doraisa. To verbalize the zechira of Shabbos throughout the week. Not to express it necessarily in terms of shopping, but it's meant to be both in the mind and also expressed verbally. So what emerges is that both aspects of Zachar are verbal. Zachar milashan lahazkir, not just to remember, but to mention. Al derech drasha Zachar shama Shabbos akadja means to say Kiddush. Rambam goes on to say, we have this elsewhere as well. We have the counting to Yovel. We have Kiddush HaChodesh. We find elsewhere in Halacha the notion of verbalizing the sanctification, verbalizing the Kiddush of a particular interval of time. So that's al derech drash min haTorah. A drash a gemura, that's kiddush. Al pipshuto, it's a verbal zechira that happens throughout the week, and it's meant to reorient our perspective. Instead of every day being its own item, every day lives and exists in our thinking in reference to Shabbos. And that's what some posts can point out. You know, if you speak modern Hebrew, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, so you fulfill this mitzvah countless times a day. Every time you say Sheni b'Shabbat, Yom Sheni, that's Sheni b'Shabbos. That is a mitzvah daraisa, pshuto shel mikra. Ramban goes on to say at the end of this section that it's a single mitzvah in the Taryag, but the mitzvah of Zachar Shalom Shabbos Lekacho includes both layers. The weekly mitzvah of Kiddush and the ongoing perennial mitzvah of thinking about referring to all the days in reference to Shabbos. For those who don't speak Hebrew during most of the day, the post can point out that we have built into the Siddur, and we'll close with this, built into the Siddur the opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah, where Kohen Ramban is a mitzvah daraisa, every single day. We have a minhag to near the end of Shacharis to recite the Shir Shal Yom. And that's presumably that minhag is meant to be a fulfillment of the concept that the Gemara discussed at the beginning of the last parak of Rosh Hashanah, of Zecher LeMikdash, to recreate different aspects of Avodas HaMikdash in our lives to maintain our Drishas Tzion. That's why we, after Churban Bayis, Riyachim Zakim Mesakim, that we shake Lulav on Chol HaMoed throughout the world, as we used to do in Beis HaMikdash, and many other, we've discussed in the past, Rabbi Ganax Ha'ara, that the rinsing of a Kli in cold water after kashering, maybe a zecher lemikdash, the din that appears in Parashat Tzav, and the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah daraisa, of merika and shtifa to kasher both hot water and cold water. And there are many others as well. The Zohar speaks about the lechem mishnah serving as a zecher lemikdash to the original Shabbos bread, which was a lechem apana, which was switched on and off every Shabbos and consumed every Shabbos with a kohanim. And Shir Shal Yom is a minhag that presumably brings us back to the Shir HaLevim in the Beis HaMikdash. But the post can point out that while the actual saying that actual perek of Shir Shal Yom is a minhag Zeicher LeMikdash, the sentence that introduces it, Kohen Rabban, is a mitzvah daraisa. It ensures at least once a day we're going to say Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. Hayom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. Hayom Yom Revi B'Shabbos. Kohen Rabban, that is a mitzvah daraisa of reorienting. As I said before, we look at the day, Jews look at the days of the week ordinarily rather than cardinally. Today isn't just Monday. Today is the second day leading to Shabbos. And through that, the Ramban says, this brings us back to where we begin. Shabbos is positioned as it is in the Aseres HaDibros because it is meant to be a positive expression of the Emunah that we learned at Yetzias Mitzrayim and is ultimately rooted in Maaseh Bereishis and that we keep alive through both Mitzvot Aseh and Mitzvot Lo Aseh. And on Shabbos itself is obviously a heightened focus on the power of Shabbos to help us remember the Borei Olam and help us remember the Borei Olam continues to be actively involved in our lives. But we have, in addition to the Medrash of the Kiddush, the Pshuah Shel Mikra, every day is ordinarily oriented towards leading us to Shabbos. Every day is an opportunity to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe and continues to power it and continues to be involved with our lives on the cosmic level, on the individual level. I want to say thank you so much for joining. Have a marvelous day and a marvelous Yom Sheni L'Shabbos.